We have Braden with us here to talk about that. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing fantastic, and I'm really excited to talk about the local artist that we interviewed for this past week, Miss Samara. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, so this week I got to sit down with Samara Jin. Obviously, I don't know if the folks out there know this, but Sunny, you actually knew her already?
I did. I am actually involved with the Belvoir Women's Choir here at ISU, and Miss Samara is also in choir. So we met, and she said that she had some music that she was working on. So we got that connection, and we got an interview.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it was a joy to sit down with Samara Jin. She has her new song coming out. We talked a lot about it. It was a great conversation. And yeah, just really glad we got to share her music right here.
I love that. She is super sweet, so I'm sure it was a fantastic time. But without further ado, here is that interview with Miss Samara Jin.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, I mean, first things first, when did you start doing music? How long have you been doing it?
So I've been singing for forever, and I've been writing since I was 11 or 12.
So who would you say are your big musical inspirations?
I take from many different places, but my main people that I aspire to be like is Sarah Bareilles, Demi Lovato, Jack Johnson. I grew up in a very musically inclined extended family, and my dad especially was a big musical influence for me. So I grew up listening to a lot of the Beach Boys. I remember listening to Beach Boys and Johnny Cash on the way to school. So I think those were some of the first musical influences I had.
You told me a funny story about the writing of this new single to somebody else.
Yeah.
Do you want to take the people through how you came up with the song, the creation process?
Yeah, for sure. So I wrote this for my English 101 class, and the topic is translingualism, which is essentially the idea that we change the way we speak based on who we're talking to, essentially. Mm-hmm. And for this, we were supposed to focus on how we learned to talk. And I laid out my three main categories of where I learned to talk from, and that was my family, people from school, and friends. And you'll hear that in the song as well. I'm Samara Jin. You're listening to my new single, To Somebody Else, on 103.3 WZND.
That's super cool. Where are you looking to go from here? What can we expect from Samara Jin in the future?
In the future, well, I will be releasing this song on March 17th, and it'll be released at midnight Eastern time. And then after that, I'm wanting to find some places that I can gig more, and because I haven't really done a lot of gigging. I did make music normal for a little bit, but yeah, I'm hoping to gig some more and keep making music.
So you know Sunny from choir.
Yes.
Do you think that kind of musical training has helped you in your music creation process?
Oh yeah, definitely, because I feel like singing with a group is such a different experience. And being able to find my voice within that group or outside of that group, I think has really helped me with my music and also how I develop the different harmonies in the backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah, anything else you want to tell the people?
You can find me on Spotify or wherever else you would like to listen to your music at Samara Jin.
Awesome stuff, Samara Jin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much again, Samara, for interviewing with us. It was a great time, and I love that song. It's so cute.
It's adorable. I mean, what a cute song, and so heartfelt. And the story behind how she wrote it, it was just incredible to me. Like, imagine, you know, just sitting in your English class, and you just get that out like it's nothing.
Yeah, you just come up with that, and it was super creative. I liked the little harmonies, and the ukulele is so great.
Yeah, it was super cute. It was a joy to sit down with Samara. Such a nice person, such a great musician. We're both music majors, so we got to talk, you know, get really in deep about some music stuff, which I really liked.
Mm-hmm. That's great, for sure. I love that, like, connection that you both, because I'm a music minor as well, so, like, I totally love the little, you know, like, music theory sort of conversations and all that stuff, so that's really fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's super interesting. I'll always love people who are passionate about music like I am, and Samara is definitely that, and her music is great.
Absolutely. Looking forward to hearing more from her as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you again so much for doing that interview, Brayden, and thank you again, Samara.